Washington State Senate Republican leadership update with Senator John Braun. What does the latest Senate Democrat tax package look like?
A business and occupation tax that raises somewhere in the order of $6 billion over the next 4 years. Really big tax. You have a sales tax increase, and it's on services. I mean, and it's very detailed what it does and what it doesn't do, but you think about it roughly as 0.5%, the equivalent of 0.5% sales tax increase. You got another property tax bill similar to the one we've talked about for a while, only this one also raises the limit for local school levies. So even more taxes. And it's not yet clear how much that's going to be. Somewhere, you know, the very conservative estimates is another $1 billion in addition to the underlying bill, which is about $14 billion over 10 years. But it more likely is several $1 billion in local taxes. And then you have a tax exemption bill that repeals a bunch of tax exemptions, most of which roll right through to the consumer. It's driving prices up to up for consumers. And then they've added a bill, that goes after electric vehicle manufacturers. This was a brand new one. You've not seen this before. And then finally, actually, while we're in committee hearing the bills, they redropped a new amendment for the wealth tax. So we've been saying the wealth tax looks like it's dead. So what it appears to do is that they're going to reduce it. So it only, instead of bringing in $12 billion, it's billion over 4 years, it would be about $100 million a year.
Washington State Senate Republican leadership update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.